been talking about some of the traditional events involved in a presidential inauguration. Another one happened on Tuesday morning, the inaugural prayer service. The president, First Lady Michelle Obama, and about 2,200 other people went to the interfaith service at the National Cathedral. Now, by interfaith, we mean it involved different religions. Yesterday's service included prayers and readings from members of the Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, Christian, as well as Jewish, Islamic, and Sikh faiths. The tradition of the inaugural prayer service started with George Washington. It's been held at the National Cathedral since 1985.
We will respond to the threat of climate change, knowing that the failure to do so would betray our children and future generations.
That was part of President Obama's inaugural speech on Monday. He mentioned some of the issues that are going to be part of his second term agenda, what he hopes to get done during the next 4 years. Some of the issues are holdovers from his first term, trying to lower the country's debt, working on immigration reform. Other issues are new for him, like gun control. On our blog, some of you shared your expectations for President Obama's second term. Antonio said, "I hope to see a more stable economy and a more united nation rather than a nation that's divided on political and social issues." Maddie wants to see that we lower our debt and stop depending on countries like China for the things we need. John's list: immigration reform, gun control, and the debt ceiling.
See if you can ID me. I'm a European country that's between France, Germany, and Italy. I didn't get involved in either world war. I'm known for tourism, banking, and watches, and my capital is Bern. I'm Switzerland, a country that's home to around 8 million people.
Davos is a resort city in the Swiss mountains. That's not why we're talking about it. It's because this week, like every year, Davos is hosting the World Economic Forum. This is a group that brings together business leaders, political leaders, and other influential folks. They're going to be talking about global economic issues like the debt crisis and high unemployment rates across parts of Europe, or the fiscal cliff and debt ceiling debates in Washington. The group also brainstorms possible solutions like creating a bailout fund or coming up with ways for governments to reduce their debt. Richard Quest now has an analogy comparing some of the economic issues that will be discussed at Davos to a popular pastime.